You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation. Busy day for you today. And Bart, the home run derby last night went much later than it needed to. And I got to be honest with you, the home run derby was a bit of a flop. Like, I get it. You know, J-Rod had a great start. It was exciting. I love seeing Alonzo meditating. You know, that was all cool. But it was like, I was sitting there like, can we just get on with this? Like, once Alonzo was out of it,
yeah.
I kind of checked out. Because I just was curious to see if he can win it 3 years in a row. And once he was out, I was checked out. And I was like, now I was like, can we just get to the Jeter doc, please? Like, can we just get to it? And here's where I think we failed. Because I understand the thinking that, all right, we've got an audience of baseball fans watching the home run derby. Then they'll stay to watch The Captain, the Derek Jeter documentary, episode one that premiered last night on ESPN. But what you miscalculated is the audience and the market that had the greatest interest in watching it. It was like 10:45 p.m.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. So I consumed it from ESPN Plus this morning while working out. I did not watch it when it aired after the game because I was like, I'm done. So that was a bit of a mistake, but did you stay up for it, or did you consume it again this morning if you had a chance?
Well, you know, I was on a flizzite. You know, I didn't get
that's
in.
That's right. You did fly back from Beverly Hills.
And, they had a decision to make on the plane I was on. It was service to TVs. It was service to TVs.
Or?
And wait 3 hours.
Oh, God.
And they chose to just go ahead and get airborne. So, you know.
Well, you have an iPad. You can all people just
no Wi-Fi, son. No Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi. What were you flying on? Were you U.S.? Were you on U.S. Airways? Were you on Pan Am?
I was on Soul.
What plane doesn't have Wi-Fi?
I was on Soul plane with Kevin Hart and Snoop, and I had a combination locker in the back because the NFL put me on a NFL put. See, this
windowless
what I hate.
Plane? Is this what you were flying at Southern Illinois? The windowless plane?
Yeah, one of those cargo planes. See, you know, this is the thing, man. This is what I hate.
See Bart yelling, Wilson!
For real. Yo. And then, listen, yo, I'm on the plane and I'm strolling through the movies. Guess what one of the movies was?
Soul Plane.
Last Flight. What the hell is this?
Oh, no.
What, are you crazy?
Snakes. What was the other one? Snakes on a Plane? Like, how many other?
Man, if y'all don't take this damn movie up off of here, you know what I'm saying? Man, I don't like going on Last Flight. I don't want no Last. I don't want to hear nothing. Listen, I don't want Last Sunday, First Sunday. I don't want nothing but Last in it.
Yeah, right. What series did they have? Manifest?
Exactly.
Like, don't knock Manifest.
I don't want to watch it while on a plane.
I don't want to watch the Wilson too. Movie either.
Final Destination.
Yeah, I won't watch none of that.
Yeah,
son.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They're not allowed. Right. It's the same reason that in hotels they don't have a 7th floor? 13th floor?
Yeah, there is a 13th floor. They don't call it the 13th floor.
Exactly. So don't call it Last Ride. You know that? Call it on to the next.
Right. I love when they say this flight will terminate. No, it will not. It will not terminate.
Exactly. So I didn't consume it, but I think I'm like a lot of America. I think most of America, you got to understand where this society is and where the youngsters are. You know what I'm saying? You old school, okay. Alan. You come from this era where, like, it's a tease. Dun, dun, dun. Who shot JR? Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
Tune in next week.
It's nothing. Stranger Things is a empire now,
yes.
Built on the tease.
Yes,
that I need to see the next episode because I need to know what happens next.
I understand that. But watch how many people watch it when they can consume it all in one day.
Fair point.
So I think, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you mean binge it. So you want to binge it.
Yeah, they want to binge it.
You're looking at that.
Right, because I don't want to be teased because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got enough of that in my life.
So The Last Dance was so successful because we really had nothing else going
yes,
on
this
in
is
our
different.
Lives
we got
during
options.
The pandemic.
Yes,
we this got is different. We, could, we have options. Well, I watched it. I loved it.
So,
now,
see?
No, I did. I thought it was a great start that, to me, it introduces you not just to Jeter, but it tells you things that, I mean, maybe some know, but not a lot of people would know. First of all, how abominable the Yankees were at one point. Did you know that Mel Hall brought Cougar Cubs into the clubhouse?
Cougar
like, what
Cubs.
Are you doing? He got arrested for having cougars, like, as pets. No, Zach Wilson, the actual animals.
Ah.
And so, like this is where the Yankees were.
Elaborate.
Pascal Perez decided
Elaborate.
Not to show up for spring training because he was playing dominoes in the Dominican Republic. He just didn't feel like coming to spring training. This was the Yankees at one point in their lives. Like, that's how it's abominable they were. They were so bad. And here's Derek Jeter, this kid from Kalamazoo.
Yeah,
and you always
Michigan.
Hear about, I know, again, Michigan, that's your place. But you hear about Derek Jeter. Like, oh, I grew up a Yankees fan. I always wanted to play for the Yankees. I said I was going to be shortstop at the Yankees. You're like, yeah, okay. That's a cute story. But let's be honest.
Disrespectful.
That's
as real as the Garrett Cole sign that's been remanufactured.
No. Wait. So as I'm watching this documentary, and they're just telling the Jeter family story, how the mom and dad met, and they're the family, and all this stuff that they did, and his sister. And every picture they show, and every home video they show, this dude's wearing something Yankees. Something Yankees. Why? The grandmother was a big Yankees fan, and when he would visit them in New Jersey for the summers, they would go to Yankee games all the time. So it's like, this really isn't a BS story. He literally was a Yankees fan as a kid.
So disrespectful.
And it worked out. He was supposed to be a top five pick. They go through the draft. I can't believe they had video of this, of the draft in 1990, where they wasn't televised. So somebody was just sitting there just videotaping whoever it was. I don't think it was the commissioner, but whoever it was that was taking the, okay, who's next? And you see him pecking it out on like this, you know, this like Commodore 64.
Oh, that's what I have. Floppy disk, baby.
Right. And then you go through the top five picks, and he gets his call, and it's like, all right, the first five picks have been made, and you haven't been taken yet. He had no idea the sixth overall pick was the New York Yankees. He didn't know. So then you see his dad, they answer the phone, and like you see Jeter standing there, like he just got picked by the Yankees. Like, it actually happened. So it was kind of cool to see that as a mythical story that actually is real. So there's that. There's him going to rookie ball, and he sucked.
Yes.
I mean, he was a bust. 56 errors. You think today...
Was he Gleyber Torres?
That's what I'm saying. A guy today who is drafted as high as that, who has that bad of a rookie ball with the internet and Twitter and everything else, can you imagine the vitriol he would have faced? This guy's a bust. Get rid of him. Even Buck Showalter admitted, did we get this one wrong? And Gene Michael kept telling him, no, we didn't get it wrong. They stuck with him. So there's just so many cool things about it. They told a little bit Don Mattingly.
I'm sorry.
A little bit of that story. The 94 strike, the Yankees were really good. Jeter wasn't there yet, but the Yankees were really good. Don Mattingly has his chance to finally play in the playoffs, and they have the strike. He never gets that. So 95 happens. They have the wild card. They get there. And one last thing I want to add. For everybody, again, who knows this man's voice, and if you ever listened to NHL on ESPN in the 90s, or if you're listening to Orioles baseball today, or if you know what I'm talking about with the Yankees when they were on MSG in the 90s, Gary Thorne. That man's voice calling anything is exciting. And so as I'm watching this, I'm thinking, I wish I had Gary Thorne. No offense. Well, it is probably offensive to call Ravage, but I'm just being honest. Gary Thorne makes a pop-out sound like the most exciting play. There's just something about his voice and his inflection and his excitement that you just get excited about. So when he's called, you hear the calls of the home runs the Yankees hit in the first two games of that series against the Mariners. I was like, wow, like it was just so cool. And then it just ended. So I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to now the rest of this because it does feel like it's telling us a lot of the stories of myths about Jeter that you're realizing are not myths.
So you're
they're
saying,
real.
So you're saying he didn't come on a Santa Claus sleigh when he dropped his women off and they go off and he put it in a magical Santa bag?
I do hope we hear at least some of those stories about the signed baseball and the fruit basket. I do hope that there is some things revealed there. I do at least hope that. But how about this? So he sits next to Andy Pettit. right, when he gets called up to single A. And he's sitting next to Andy Pettit in the clubhouse, and he looks at Andy Pettit. He doesn't know what to say. He's a 20-year-old kid, and he goes, you look like my uncle. And Pettit just like gives him a look and then turns away and doesn't say anything after that. And Jorge Posada said, yeah, we knew who he was. Yeah, there was some hate because here's this sixth overall pick. You know, a lot of us weren't top picks, so here's this hot shot showing up. But because he was true to himself, eventually they all, they liked him. And he went from crying and wanting to go home to being the best, winning the minor league player of the year. And, of course, the rest there is history. But why is all this relevant right now? Here's why. And by the way, episode 2, Thursday night, Bart, in case you want to make sure you get episode 1 done, 9 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, and also you can see it on ESPN+. But why is all this relevant right now? Here's why. Because you could argue that this documentary and his whole story is just another story in baseball if he played anywhere else. But because he played for the Yankees,
yep,
because they had the success they did, because of the market that is New York, his name is a trademark. His name is a brand. Who he is bigger than life. And he was never the best player
never
at his position. He was never that great. He was really good, and he was clutch. But he was the right guy on the right team in the right moment. And that's going to lead me to something we saw last night that I think now will tell you why there is a star where market does really matter. And there's an opportunity for him, possibly in the next couple of weeks. We'll tell you who that is and more. And get your calls also. If you saw the Jeter doc, let me know what you think. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. But what star should be watching this documentary and thinking to himself, maybe that could be me? I'll tell you that after Bart tells you about Granger.
Really, man? You just going to leave our listeners on a cliffhanger like that? You was in your bag,
If you
son.
Read this quick enough, we can get back to it really fast.
You know I got a associate's degree. I can't do it fast.
But I mean, faster you read this, the faster we can get to the...
Four... All the ones who get it done, Granger is here for you, and they're always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, along with 24/7 support, experienced staff, and curbside pickup at 250 local branches. And get a free access to product specialists ready to help you track down those hard-to-find items. Plus, Granger commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call 1-800-GRANGER. Click Granger.com or just stop on by.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
He's on the 405 right now. He's still going.
This one might hit the scoreboard in right center. Huge blast by Soto. Your Derby champion as he chucks the bat high into the air. Juan Soto, the Washington Nationals, wins the 2022 T-Mobile Home Run Derby in L.A.
That was a call on ESPN Radio. Yes, Juan Soto won the Derby, in fact, and then had the high bat flip and everything else. It was... for him, a very busy day. There's no doubt about it. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And Bart, let's do Getting It Done, brought to you by Granger. And that is exactly who got it done, Juan Soto.
Who did he beat the first round? Damn.
You're asking me to. What do you mean, damn?
Didn't he go against our boy first round?
I don't know. Did you watch? You're asking
me? I was on a plane.
Your boy.
Had to watch it on ESPN. Highlights.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, before we even start, it's something subtle, like a subtle sign of disrespect that happened, Alan. And I didn't want to interrupt because, you know, sometimes I grab the steering wheel. I just pull it on off the rope. But when I was talking about, you know, flops and stuff like that, I'm watching the screen. I'm looking into those husky blue eyes that you got. And I'm looking at you kind of zone out, go full Tropic Thunder. You know what I'm saying? And I look up and in the chat about disappointments and busts. Mm-hmm. Our friend, Lactavius, put in the chat, Dom Smith. That is disrespectful. I'm just going to set the tone right now in the first hour, before we even get to the power hour, that I will not have any slander, disrespect towards Dom Smith.
I love it.
The story isn't written yet.
Not yet.
Renee, Lactavius,
hey,
Canelo.
If you look at it,
his path is closer to Derek Jeter. He's been a little disappointing. He couldn't fall asleep. He figured that out. We taking baby steps. So don't jump on the train when Juan Soto. Yeah, Alan always wants to put him sitting there with them Yankees. Oh, but I did remember also, I just watched a documentary on Daryl Strawberry, Daryl and Doc. I watched it. So New York ain't the only place where you can get a great, great five-star documentary.
The only reason why
both of those guys played in New York, though. What are you talking
about? No, listen. But see, when you said Juan Soto should have been paying
you're
going to
take us off this path. You're going to take us off this path.
It's a lot of places he can get that story.
I'm bringing this back.
Not Detroit, but
you just said Dom Smith is a lot like Derek Jeter, right?
Yep.
Dom Smith is 27 years old.
So,
like, his story hasn't been written yet. By 27 years old, Derek Jeter's story was already legendary.
It's a late bloomer.
So let's not do that. Instead focus on somebody who is a lot younger, and that is Juan Soto.
Yes.
And Juan Soto won this home run derby. But going into this All-Star weekend, as we know, he and Scott Boras turned down a $440 million contract extension with the Nationals that would have paid him for the next 14 years.
Yeah.
The 23-year-old decided, nope, not taking that either. So after that, now that's like the third time he has rejected one of their contract extensions, and the numbers just keep going up.
That's why he's just not into you. It's simply as simple as that.
Clearly. So with that in mind, the Nationals now have made it clear, reportedly, that they are, all right, we're gonna trade this guy. Because we've got to get value for him while we can. He doesn't want to sign with us. They only have him locked up till 2024. So they really don't have to trade him now. But for some reason, that's what they've put out there. So Juan Soto, while at All-Star Weekend, while winning the Home Run Derby, had to address things like trade rumors.
A couple of weeks ago, they were saying they will never trade me. And now all these things that came out. It feels really uncomfortable. You don't know what to trust. But at the end of the day, it's out of my hands.
All right, so he doesn't know who to trust. That's a strong statement. It's out of my hands, which is true. He's handling this really well. Now, as Buster Olney, who's going to join us later in the show, as Buster has reported a few times, including this morning on Get Up, his agent, Scott Boras, was standing next to him while he was meeting with the media, probably to make sure that if anything is being said that he can't answer, that Boras is there to handle it. So one of the other questions, of course, is, you know, just talking about all the contract questions and then, of course, winning this derby, just where he is right now with the day he had yesterday.
Juan, you had a busy day. If you answered a lot of questions about your contract, you come out here, you win this thing in three rounds. How would you describe your day start to finish?
I'm a lone survivor. I've been going through all this stuff, and I'm still here standing up and with my chin up all the time. And that shows you I can go through anything.
Now, there's something important to this. Now, by the way, that's, again, Getting It Done, brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Granger's always there to help. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by. So, Bart, he sounds like he gets it. He understands how this all works.
Yep.
That it's just...
He has a great mentor. And Scott Boras, he's been through this...
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again. He's has him very prepped.
You're right. So with that in mind, you have now a player who is in a bit of a controversy. He's young, handling it right. And on a day like that, he goes out and performs like that in a home run derby where he is now, like, you know, celebrated. So thinking of the Jeter documentary, thinking of what Jeter became just based on market, where he is, all that stuff. If I'm Rob Manfred, I'm like, all right, if there's this guy's getting traded, I need him in a big market.
Yep.
And there's no better fit for him, to me, than the Mets. As much as the Nationals probably don't want to trade him to a team in their division, if I'm Scott Boras, I'm finding a way, which is trade me anywhere else. We're going to let them know we're not signing an extension.
Right. I mean,
you know what I mean? And we'll play that game.
Yeah, he does have power.
So that's the only, now, of course, the other team, because, well, we have arbitration, we have all this, and we have that. Whatever.
That's fine.
I don't care. I'll I'll make it miserable for you. But the Mets and Starling Marte was all over him last night. I mean, just constantly on him. Now, Gerrit Cole's also said that they would love to start recruiting him as well to go to the Yankees. I don't see him as much of a fit for the Yankees as I do the Mets.
Well, he can't
That's
be,
how
right?
I feel about this.
He can't be, right? Because the Mets need outfielders, right? They lost who's our guy that they lost? Conforto, right? They never really completely replaced Conforto. They're looking for a guy that's young that can be the face. They're looking for bats. Their star is a first baseman.
Well, they don't have a star.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Well, Pete Alonso was a star. Pete Alonso was a star.
I'm talking about a transcendent star. Like a guy that, you know, like you really – I love Pete Alonso. We've had him on the show a couple of times. Love everything about him. Loved him last night. You know, he's such a good guy.
Yeah.
But he's not like that blockbuster, you know, headline marquee kind of guy. Francisco Lindor is not that guy. But Jacob deGrom might not be here after this year, and he's not really that guy.
So Francisco, you know, rubs you the wrong way because he lacks, I think, a lot of humility, a little bit of showmanship, right? And Soto, the way he's handling this situation, comes off as a Derek Jeter type of temperament,
yes,
Aaron Judge type of temperament. You look at, but exactly. Pete Alonso is also, he represents the American good old boy Captain America type of baseball player as well. Right, so you can have both. Both can be true. But when you talk about being able to have two stars, you have to have more than one star. I mean, you go out there to San Diego.
That's true.
You go to San Diego, they got Tatis, who's a flamboyant star. You got Manny Machado, who's kind of like the bad guy. So in this new age, you got to have a squad of good players, and it's good that they're different because they're able to affect different parts of the roster. And you look at a guy like Soto and how he's handling everything, you know, people look at, oh, well, he turned down $430 million, right?
440, That's the report.
Right. So when you look at that, right, that's the PR game. Because at the end of the day, he turned down less money per year than Aaron Judge. That's only $28 million a year. Not saying only, but he understands that, listen, just because you put a big number at the end don't mean that it's the number that we want. Like, you know what I mean? We talk about resetting the market. Right. And as long as, you know, I'm out here and I'm one of the best players young, you know what I mean? I want to be able to get the money and the numbers that I want. And also, this is a team that's rebuilding. They lost a lot of their great players. Right. So I understand where he's coming from. And that's why you have to have somebody like Boras that's able to break down the numbers and get to what it really is. $28 million for a guy that's going to be great, you know, for the next 10, 12 years is really under market value. Hell, that's less than what Kyler Murray's going to probably be making a year.
Think about 440 over 14 is like just over $31 million a year, you know,
right,
on average.
Well,
so when you look at where the salaries are going, yeah,
exactly.
Like he's looking at it like, wait a minute,
it's the business, right? Because what did Judge turn down? Like $28 million per year.
Yeah.
So he understands. No, the market, bro. If you want to get me as an elite guy, I need
for the rest of my career. 14 years is the rest of your career.
Yeah, I need 35 to 40 because at that point, somebody else is going to. What the hell is Ohtani going to get next year?
And again, that's why you got to watch the Mets and the Yankees on Ohtani as well. And you got to watch a lot of the big market teams. You got to watch the Red Sox. You got to watch the Astros.
But the Yankees
Dodgers
are
always in on everything.
But the Yankees are out. And that's so tough. That's a tough place to be. Because for value,
because
Soto,
they have
makes,
to pay
Soto,
Judge.
Soto makes more sense. If you're going to pay a slugger, an outfielder, that type of money, you will hope to have his prime for 15 years and not 8.
But if I'm giving you, see again, from Boras' perspective, if I'm giving you 14 years, that's his whole career.
Yeah.
How do I trust that you're always going to spend and build around me to be a champion, to be a winner? Again, look at Derek Jeter. 20 years. Yeah. And they were always one of the best. They made the playoffs every year. They were always good. And he won 5 titles. Like, you have to look at it that way. That's can what I need to be. You gotta guarantee me that, and you can't if you're the Nationals. We're going through an ownership change. You I can't if water. You're a small market team that might have to flip it every now and then to save money and not have to spend, pay a luxury tax or whatever it is. Like you don't whatever they call it in baseball. Like you don't want that. I'd rather go to the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Yankees, the Mets, the Astros, the Red Sox because I know they will always spend to be a contender. 888-SAY-ESPN 888-729-3776. Sorry, we're very late, but I just want to make that last point. So
you get past a bunch of Yankees.
Well, it's this. I've been talking about the Mets. Juan Soto, big market. Does he fit the best? We'll discuss that with you. We also got some NFL to get into as well. Our 2-a-days continue as more rookie camps open around the league. Football season, it is here. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bart and Hahn.
That's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote, renter's insurance at progressive.com. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. I have to laugh. So we'll get to the calls here in a moment. But Bart, I'm just, scrolling through Twitter, seeing, what people are saying about what we're talking about. And Steve tweets at me that I loved the Derek Jeter documentary episode one last night because I'm a Yankees fan. He said, I'm a Mets fan. I wouldn't watch a minute of it. Do you think people in Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, St. Louis give a damn about Jeter? But my reply is, but did you watch the Jordan documentary? Are you a Bulls fan? Had nothing to do
different.
With that.
No,
like it's
totally
it's
different.
A compelling life.
No, totally different.
Wait. Derek
Michael
Jeter,
Jordan,
20 years,
Michael
with the
Jordan,
same team,
Michael
winning championships,
Jeffrey,
and the legend
Jordan,
that he was. And you're telling me
don't
that's
you
an interesting
dare.
Story?
Don't you dare ever put Derek Jeter in the same realm as MJ. Not even close.
You sure?
Not even close. His story is nowhere near as compelling as Jeffrey Jordan. Jeffrey Jordan is a icon. He is a culture icon. That's a different thing. Jordan is the greatest salesman in the history of life.
Oh, okay. Stop right there.
No, let me finish why. Let me tell you why.
Stop right there.
He's the greatest salesman in the journey of life because he has sold us the same damn shoes in the different color variations for the last 30 years to become a billionaire. We keep buying them over and over and over and over again.
And what baseball player was the first one to sign with the Jordan brand?
That doesn't mean that Jordan.
No, it does.
Sequel, who Russell Westbrook?
Right. Let me ask you this. I said, "What baseball player?" Well, let me ask you this. All right, do you think you could get a regular? Now, I'm not. We are sports people. Yeah. We're way too deep in this, right? So I can't ask you. We're way too deep in this. You give me a surface fan of sports.
Yep.
Somebody that listens to us because they want to see what's going on in the world of sports.
Yes.
They're not diehard. I'm in it every day. I know everything. Like they're just like I like sports. So let me catch up. If you ask somebody in the middle of America, just hey, can you name one baseball player that you've heard of in the last 20 years?
Yep.
You're going to tell me that Derek Jeter's name won't be one of the first names you hear.
Okay, so
I'm not saying it'll be the first.
If you poll 100 people, we had Steve Harvey here, and he polled 100 people, and you say, "Give me Derek Jeter,"
Yeah, yeah. If we play Family
Feud, you want to know why?
We asked 100 people, top 100. We asked them name a baseball player who played in the last 25 years. You don't think Derek Jeter would be one of the five top five answers on the board?
No, Alan, you want to know why?
Are you crazy?
Do you know why? Because, listen, have you talked to somebody born in the 90s lately? They are in they have no freaking clue what the world was like in the 90s or the early 2000s. But they have
no clue.
I'm telling you.
That's my point. You just know this name. It's just a name. You know it.
Steph Curry. Aaron Judge, they would know more.
Steph Curry. Baseball. No, baseball.
He's not even in the same category as Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez transcends.
Don't hurt yourself.
Culture.
Alex Rodriguez will be one of the top five answers on the board. It will be. Speaking of.
Yep.
She's back.
Did she get a ring from him, too?
Another one.
Damn.
She's just stacking up.
What did somebody say?
She's catching up to Tom Brady?
No, she's going to catch Bill Russell.
She got more rings than the Cowboys.
She's going for Bill. Oh. This is the thing. Should she give the rings back?
Mm.
If you don't get married, that's a deal breaker.
We have talked about this. We are really getting off like completely.
That's what this time of year is for. They understand what time it is.
In other words, it's a normal
day. We're talking life to people, son.
Right. What else is
this real life stuff? We're teaching lessons.
Dosh already just shredded the program for the show. And
you mean you didn't have J-Lo and Bill Russell on a
that wasn't on the bingo board?
That wasn't on the dot?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, man. Maybe I should
pull it up. Well, we got calls. People want to talk about this.
Yes.
And that's what I just want to know. Are you telling me top five answers on the board?
I got a 14-year-old, bro.
I got a 14-year-old and 17-year-old. Who played in the league in the last 25 years, and you're saying top five answers on the board, Derek Jeter would not be one of the names you hear.
He's not coming up before Freddie Freeman. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. He's not coming up before Big Poppy. I'm telling you.
Freeman.
He not coming up before Big Poppy.
Big Poppy's on the board. Big Poppy is on the board.
Alex Rodriguez. So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go. Big Poppy.
Big Poppy.
I'm gonna go. Alex Rodriguez.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. Barry Bonds.
All right.
I'm gonna go.
Notorious.
Sammy Sosa because he's white now. He's the only man that ever changes his race.
Now will you stop?
But that's what I'm saying. He's a polarizing thing because in social media, they see that he's bleached his skin. So Sammy, I promise you, it's not about baseball. It's about baseball and culture at the same time. You got to understand, this is like sports has become like wrestling. You can't even call it what it is. It's this and entertainment, right? So it's a National Basketball League of entertainment. And the people that are more about the entertainment part and who got celebrity girlfriends, which Jeter had, but nobody that kids in the 90s would know. Of course I know who Derek Jeter is. I'm from Detroit. I love Kalamazoo. But listen, I'm trying to tell you, I got a 17-year-old. You got kids in high school and early college.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, they do not give a damn. These kids do not know. Man, they didn't know who Barry had never heard of Barry Sanders in a damn life. And I looked at them. They looked at me like I was crazy. They had never saw Fresh Prince. I said, these kids are dumb. They don't care about history. So you got to understand, Alan, we are men of certain age now. And now you have to understand, I'm trying to tell you that society does not care about Derek Jeter. They have the kids. Right. The demographic does not know who he is.
Let's find out. 888
Can we need some? We need some Prices Right. Family Feud music.
We do need some Family Feud music, and maybe we'll get that coming up. We got to get these calls because
survey says.
Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
That's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Playing Family Feud. Top five answers on the board. We asked 10,000 Americans.
We got more people that listen to us.
Name a baseball player who played in the last 25 years. I say Derek Jeter will be one of the top five.
Quit playing season.
Bart says
quit playing season ahead.
No.
You ain't supposed to say who.
888-SAY-ESPN, 887-293-7776. Barney's in Michigan. What's up, Barney? Oh.
Hey, Han, I got to tell you, I don't care about Derek Jeter, and mostly because I don't live in New York, and I think most people that don't live in New York hate the Yankees. Everybody, you guys talk about them all the time like they're some global brand. They are freaking regional.
Barney,
there are team.
Barney. Two things. One, he's from Michigan. How dare you? Number two, the Yankees are a global brand.
Barney, he's a traitor.
They're 100% a global brand.
He's from Michigan, and the Yankees was his friends. How the hell can he not love Sweet Lou Whitaker, Alan Trammell, Cecil Fielder? How disrespectful, Jeter! You Trojan horse.
No question. Everybody hates the Yankees.
Well, you just said like they're a global brand. Then Barney, check it. They are a global brand. They absolutely are. They're one of the most popular logos brands in sports in the world.
They don't have a Sparky Anderson. They look like they swagger Jack the Tigers uniform.
Buck Showalter was originally a Yankees manager, by the way, now that you got him. But,
yeah,
I mean, come
we
on.
Appreciate good things.
Billy Martin used to beat the crap out of Sparky Anderson, all right?
Don't be disrespectful, man.
And I kind of like him, actually.
Sparky's one of the greatest of all time, man.
Let's take Dana in Virginia. Dana.
Yeah, I got to roll with you, Bart. Huh? You're kind of wrong with this.
Serving
says. Let me say, when you talk about baseball players, listen, Ken Griffey Jr.,
yes.
He's the only one to have his own sneaker.
I'm
a Yankee fan. I'm a diehard Yankee. I'm a Derek Jeter fan. But when it comes to popularity, Ken Griffey Jr., bro.
Now you're forgetting what I said though, Dana. You're not wrong, by the way. Ken
Griffey. Guess who I was with this weekend?
I'm not talking about diehard baseball fans. I'm saying just random Americans. Random. You
guess
can't be a fan. If you're a diehard fan, you know too much.
Guess who I was with this weekend?
Who?
Gary Sheffield, and people know him because he dated Halle Berry, cultural icon. Everybody wanted some Halle. We all dreamed of Halle. Well, me, I like Felisa Rashawn from Cosby Show, but you know, whatever your taste is.
Halle Berry, though, from like Boomerang, right? We're like that level, Halle Berry, right? That's what we're looking for.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
Why y'all keep cutting my mic, man? Yankee fan.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. I'll tell you what. Let's do it. Let's play the feud. Go ahead. Strike it up. Let's go. Intro. The whole thing. Let's go. Play the feud right now. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. Let's pretend we just polled 10,000 random Americans. Not sports fans. Just
we're
people.
Polling them now. We're polling
just
them now.
People.
They're going to call in. We're polling
top
them now.
Top five answers on the board. The question is, just name a baseball player who played in the last 25 years. That's it. That's all you got to do.
That's too plain. No, popular. You have to ask popular.
No. Who have you heard of? It's very simple.
If you ask Stock, you're going to name a damn royal that nobody's heard of.
No.
Richard Kane. No.
Again,
nobody knows.
He's a sports fan. We're just asking random people who might not even know sports.
Right.
Who might not care about sports.
Name a baseball
player.
That's
the point.
In the last 20 years.
A baseball player. What name comes to mind? I say in that top five, Derek Jeter's name will come up.
No, first of all, Alan, you can't just throw one name out there. Name your five then.
No, I said name one.
No, I'm saying you name your five because you said Derek's in your five.
To name. I'm not.
You said top,
no
five,
reason for me to name.
Top five answers on the board.
I am asking the people.
See, I'm telling
continue.
You what the people going to say because I am the people.
I know you are. We're going to Eric in Michigan. Eric?
I love the Michigan representation, by the way.
I know. That's a lot now. What's up, B?
Barry Bonds.
Thank you.
All right. Barry Bonds.
No explanation needed.
No. Barry Bonds is definitely a guy I would expect to be on that list. I would. Let's go to Glenn in Jersey.
So that's
Glenn.
One. That's not Derek G that you expect on the list. So that's we know that's one on your list.
I did expect. Glenn in Jersey.
Yo, hon, you were talking about Derek Jeter building him up as such a big Yankee fan, and I'm with that. I'm a Derek Jeter guy. Derek Jeter seemed like a cool dude. But then to believe he didn't know the Yankees pick six, I don't know. I ain't buying that. I mean, just be real. Let's just think about that. Who's he selling that to?
Glenn, hang on. My BS alert went off. I mean, seriously, he didn't know they picked six. For everybody listening, let's bring Glenn down for a second. For everybody listening, this is why you don't call radio shows on speaker. Because it's a horrific sound. It's really bad audio.
All right,
that's the part. Like, it's really bad audio. So when you call into a radio show, no matter who it is, if it's our show, if it's any other station, if you're local.
What if it's another station, call on speaker.
It sounds bad. And Glenn is a regular caller. I thought he'd know better. But my answer to that is Glenn clearly didn't watch the doc because they had home video of him looking depressed when he wasn't picked.
How are you depressed
and then
at
stunned
six?
When he, because he was supposed to go 1 through 5. And he was a guy that felt like,
so he was
I
Rogers.
Need to be number one. That's what it was. He okay. was always obsessed with being number one. Anyways.
So we have Ken Griffey that you agree with. We
yes.
have Barry Bonds that you
Barry
agree
Bonds,
with.
Barry
Bonds, so that's two on Allen's list. We got to figure out Allen's list like the Da Vinci Code because he just won't tell us. But go ahead.
Well, why
go ahead,
would
take
I reveal
call.
The answers to the people? We have to say whether I agree or not. Ed is in Connecticut. Ed.
Hey, guys. Big fan. Thanks for the call. I got to go. I'm saying people are going to call Derek Jeter. They're going to say his name.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay, I mean, so, Ken, you got Barry Bonds on your list?
100%.
You got Ken Griffey on your list?
100%.
You got Big Papi on your list?
I do not. I don't have
Papi
on my list.
Oh, Big Papi. Everybody love Big Papi. Even Yankee fans and Yankees don't hit Big Papi because they love him so much.
Okay, all right. And I know you mentioned a little bit of a dating history. Let's talk about Derek Jeter's dating history. We got Tyra Banks, Jessica Alba. I mean, this dude's dated superstars.
Yes, but it was.
I mean, I'm just saying.
But outside
you're
of
talking
New York,
culture,
how many
Bart?
People really knew? Outside of
I mean,
New York,
Ed,
how many
Ed's
people knew?
Ed's bringing some facts today, Ed. Well done. Can I get a Family Feud, you got the answer right sound, please?
I just gave you three. I just gave you Ken Griffey. I just gave you Barry Bonds. I just gave you Big Papi. Mm-hmm. I mean, call everybody love and know Big Papi, man. And listen, if you talk about the last 20 years, one of the most popular baseball players, come on, man. Albert Pujols, I look at this pitch, man.
Serious?
And if I get it, I got to do that. Everybody know who Albert Pujols is,
man. You really
man.
Think everybody?
Yes. Yes.
Everybody.
Because the Cardinals
more
are one of those
know,
iconic.
More than they've ever heard the name Derek Jeter. You're going to tell me that. Random
yes.
Americans,
people,
not sports fans. Random Americans know Albert Pujols more than they know Derek Jeter.
People know.
Are you crazy?
Yes, but that's not what we're talking about right now.
All right. Well, we have more of your calls on this. We also have some news on Deshaun Watson next. Bart and Han.
Bart and Han.